to Bridget's bowl. While I ran a hand over her neck, she furiously lapped up the liquid with a slurp, slurp, slurp. Blast shoved his face into the bowl next to hers to get at the water, too. Seth held up a hand to stop the line of people streaming through the gate.
Give us just a second, folks.
Once the dogs had drunk their fill, we resumed our duties. Blast alerted on a group of five boys who appeared to be around 12 or 13, just old enough for their parents to send them to an event like this on their own. Seth rewarded Blast's efforts with a good boy before turning to the bad boys.
You boys got fireworks on you?
Yeah, one said. He reached into his pocket and pulled out a handful of black cats, opening his palm to show them to Seth.
Sorry, buddy, Seth said. I'm going to have to take those.
Fireworks were illegal within the city limits, and anyone caught with them faced a hefty fine. Of course, the department tended to go easy on minors, merely confiscating their stashes and educating them on the law.
Aw, man, the kid complained. I bought those with my lawn mowing money.
I feel you, kid, Seth said sympathetically. But you gotta keep them outside the city limits. That's the law. They cause too many fires and injuries. We had one kid yesterday who blew half his finger off.
The boys exclaimed in unison, half disgusted, half intrigued by the carnage. I wasn't sure if Seth's story was true, but even if it wasn't, it could be.
Tell your parents, okay? Seth added. They could be fined a lot of money if the fire department fined y'all with fireworks again.
Okay, the kid muttered.
All of the boys emptied their pockets, and Seth added the take to the fireproof bin he'd brought to collect the contraband.
Cool dogs, one of the boys said, eyeing Bridget and Blast, his resentment evaporating as fast as his adolescent sweat.
Seth reached into a pocket on his cargo pants and pulled out a trading card that featured a photo of Blast and some details about him. He held it out to the kid.
Would you like one of Blast's trading cards?
The boy took the card.
Cool!
The others clamored for cards.
I want one! I want one!
Seth distributed cards among the boys. I, too, had a pocket full of cards made with Bridget's photo and details on them, including the fact that she'd been recruited from the City Pound after impressing her first handler with her high energy and intelligence, two traits critical for a successful canine. The card also noted that she'd graduated at the top of her training class, valedictorian. The boys left without their fireworks, but at least they now had souvenirs to take home with them. A few minutes later, a bosomy woman with hair the color of canned peaches approached. She was dressed in her trademark pink, all the way from her straw sun hat down to her fitted knit dress, and ending at her wedge sandals. Trish LeGrand was a reporter for a TV station in Dallas, though she'd worked her way up from PTA carnivals and charity bake sales to report on bigger stories. She still handled the occasional fluff piece. Her cameraman trailed along behind her, his equipment resting on his shoulder. "Hello, Miss LeGrand," I said as she approached. She stopped and tilted her head just so. "Have we met?"
"Several times," I said.
Though Trish and I had met when she'd reported on earlier cases I'd been involved in, she never seemed to remember me. It could be an honest mistake. After all, she surely met hundreds if not thousands of people when working her stories. Then again, she could just be a bitch. She made no apology for failing to recognize me, which had me leaning toward bitch. Instead, she eyed Seth, running her eyes over his broad, well-muscled shoulders and firm pecs under the thinly veiled guise of reading his Bomb Squad t-shirt. She gushed in her breathy voice, "I'd love to get some footage of you."
"I bet you would."
I stepped back to allow Trish with her cameraman to make stars of Seth and Blast. Who was I to stand in the way of their 15 minutes of fame? Trish scooted up next to Seth, draping a hand over his shoulder and smushing her boobs against his upper arm.
"Yep. Definitely a bitch."
Her cameraman stepped into place and gave a signal.
"Hello," Trish purred at the lens. "I'm here at Panther Pavilion for the fabulous Fort Worth 4th celebration. As you can see, we're in very good hands here. To ensure no illegal fireworks make their way into this family-friendly event, the Bomb Squad has its best 2-footed and 4-footed team members on duty." She bent down next to Blast. "Isn't that right, boy?"
With that, she reached out and ruffled the dog's head. He looked up at her with gaga eyes and wagged his tail.
"Damn him!"
Returning our attention to the camera, she stood.
"Stay tuned for more footage throughout the day. Happy 4th, everyone."
She turned to Seth.
"Thanks. You two will play great on screen."
"Anytime."